The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our morning meditation. And as a kind of a preparation for this meditation, I'd like to tell a short story. It seems to be that there was a monarch once upon a time, great monarch, who was troubled and wanted to have a painting made that would express both wisdom and peace. And an invitation was sent out to artists across the land, and many paintings came back, and none of them satisfied the monarch. And so the monarch sent out ministers and messengers all over the land, and more paintings came in, and from professionals and amateur painters, and none of them satisfied the king that expressed both peace and wisdom. So then at some point, someone in the court said to the monarch, "Well, actually, there is one more person. I know, I've heard stories about a good painter, a very poor farmer who lives deep, deep in the woods, in the mountains. And maybe, you know, since we've tried everyone else." And so the monarch said, "Bring that person to the court." So after many days, weeks of journeying, this poor farmer came, and the monarch asked, "Could you please do me a painting that expresses both wisdom and peace?" So this poor farmer thought about it for many weeks and wondered what to do, and finally produced a large painting. When the unveiling was going to happen, the monarch was there, the ministers were there, many people were there, and the curtain came off, and everyone gasped, and except for the monarch. Everyone was surprised and said, "Well, that's not peaceful." And what it was, and even the monarch kind of wondered, "What is this?" what it was a painting of a torrential waterfall, with water cascading down and steaming up from the bottom, great founts, and just like kind of a painting of certainly agitation, violence even, and, you know, just lots of energy and nothing really peaceful. And so the monarch looked to the farmer and said, "How is this peaceful and wise?" And the farmer said, "Well, you have to go close in to the painting." And so they walked up to the painting really close. And there, in the little kind of opening in the flow of water down the cliffside, was a little parting of the water, and was a little ledge. And in that ledge was a nest, and in that nest was a bird. And that bird was sitting there, safe, peaceful. And so the monarch said, "This is peaceful. This is wise. This is how it is in this world. We live in a tumultuous world. We live in a world full of change and challenges. But to find the ledge to sit on, the ledge that looks over everything, the ledge where we can be peaceful, we can be sitting in our own nest, this is wise." Rather than all the paintings the monarch saw, which were beautiful pastoral scenes of peace, and this seemed realistic, this seemed wise, to sit in the middle of this difficult world and find a place of peace. So to take a place, take your ledge, and take your seat here and now, and the place you're at can be your ledge. And the wider world is in turmoil in many ways. Maybe your household is in turmoil around the house. Maybe even you are in turmoil. tumultuous. But there is a ledge. Maybe in the room you're sitting, it's peaceful. Maybe at this moment on the cushion or chair you're sitting on, this is actually peaceful in this particular location. Or perhaps if you take a few deep breaths and relax into your body, maybe you can find within your personal turmoil, your ledge. Maybe you can find somewhere within the nest where you can rest for these minutes that we meditate. Taking a deep breath again, and one long, slow, gentle exhale. Settling in to your seat, to your body, and relaxing, softening, relaxing your belly. Perhaps the sense of the pelvic cavity is also a nest that holds the rest of you. It receives, if you're sitting upright, it receives the weight of your body. Perhaps if you settle and relax your chest a bit, perhaps within the area of the chest, maybe in your heart, diaphragm, solar plexus, is a nest where you can sit, a place of some settledness, some peace. And perhaps also in your mind, if you look between your thoughts, underneath your thoughts, on the other side of them, that the mind too does have some place where things are quiet, peaceful, something maybe you only intuit right now. And then to wherever you find the ledge, the nest of peace within your body, your heart, your mind, where you can allow that whatever agitation and turmoil and difficulties there might be, to allow them to recede to the periphery. Not to deny them, but to use this time now to be at ease, to rest, to settle into a place inside that's quiet. That has a certain quality of stillness. Of ease. And if it's possible, if it's available to you, to allow your breathing to arise and pass, rise and return, come and go, in this place of quiet and peace. Whenever you get caught up in your thoughts, Look through the crack in your thoughts and the space between them or the space around them for the place of quiet and stillness. It allows you to rest or settle into a place of peace, where knowing itself, awareness itself, has a chance to be a place of peace, quiet. Quietly, peacefully, aware of breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. At home, in your nest. For now, safe from whatever turmoil exists in the periphery around you. Just here, just now. As we come to the end of this sitting, sometimes one of the benefits of meditating is that in becoming a little calmer, more peaceful, more settled, there's less static in the mind and the heart, so that our care, our love, our compassion, our warmth for others and for the world can flow from us, radiate from us with less static. And to use this opportunity to bring forth your best wishes, your goodwill for the people that you might encounter today, or the people who you might be in communication with, the people who you'll be thinking about today, and for all the people that you will not meet, will not be in communication with, and maybe won't think about, to open your heart, a static-free heart, static-free goodwill, that becomes a conduit, not just for your good wishes, but also for your good actions, the things that you do that make this life a little bit better for someone else. May it be on this day that the fruit of our meditation practice is to promote the welfare and happiness in practical ways, in real ways, for the world around us. May this practice be directly connected to the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be wisely at peace.